Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Hey everyone, it's Jen. I'm Jen. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Jess. Hi, welcome to Fat Mascara. So exciting, exciting Thursday episode because we have a lovely expert in the house and it's a hair person, which I was looking back and I was like, wow, we have done you guys a disservice. We have not had a hairstylist on in quite a few weeks and we got to kick it off in 2021 with an awesome one. We have, tell us about Khalif, Jess.
Okay, so here's the scoop. Khalif Wolf is one of the names you need to know. Khalif is a Queens-based celebrity hairstylist. He has worked with Ashanti. He has worked with Winnie Harlow. He is not only a hairstylist, but he really is specialty is wigs. And I just can't believe we haven't had somebody on the show in all our episodes that really is a master of all wigs. So he is going to take us on a journey, you know, how wigs are made, how they're installed, really just take us on a ride here. And I am so excited because I really think that we're going to be hearing and seeing a lot more from Khalif in the next, you know, 10 years beyond. So really, he is one of the biggest names to know right now. Khalif, thank you so much for coming into the virtual FM studio.
To the virtual studio.
Live from Queens.
Yeah.
Khalif Wolf, take it away.
All right, here, yeah. Let's do it.
So we have had a ton of hairstylists on the show, but we've never had a hairstylist so well known for their work with wigs. So this is major for us. So Khalif, just take us back. How did you get involved in the hair world? And how did you get involved with wigs?
I think wigs has been out before we even know. You know, it was always thought of as an old lady when you think of an older
yes.
lady, you know?
Yeah.
But so when I first got started in the hair industry, I wasn't doing wigs. It was more like extensions. So that's where more kind of took off. And then in the transition of my career, then wigs was getting very popular. So I had to teach myself more how to perfect the wigs and stuff like that.
So you taught yourself?
But, yeah, I never took a class. I never, like, no, I did. I basically taught myself.
Wow. Wow.
I've been doing hair. My mom has been a hairstylist for my whole entire childhood. Mm. Once when I got older and I decided to take on that career, that's basically when she stopped.
Well, take us back. Like, just where did you grow up? Like, so your mom was into hair. Like, where did
I grew up in Queens.
Okay, cool.
My mom worked at a salon in Jamaica Avenue. That's a part of Queens. Mm-hmm. I used to go there after school. Like, you know, like I never tried to learn how to do hair. Like,
did they make you sweep?
Like something. No, I just would go there and just like
go
buying stuff. Like, you know, cause it's like a little shopping center over there too. So like, you know, I would go eat. I never was like, oh, I want to learn how to do hair. It was just, it naturally really came to me. Mm. Like, it was just like, my hands was just meant to do that. It was never like I tried to do it. I guess when you see something so much,
yeah,
you know, growing up, it's just like you just know how to do it.
That's cool. You
know?
You were just always comfortable with it in that world.
Yes. All of my siblings. Well, I have three siblings. We have one, my older sister, we have different mothers and same father. And my two younger sisters, we have the same mom and the same dad. Mm-hmm. So me and my sisters that have the same mom and same dad, we all do hair.
Oh my
but
God.
But I'm the only one that does it for a career. They just have the talent, but they don't really, that's not their interest.
Yeah, yeah. So you're doing, so okay, so you're in this hair world. You're just like, it's just part of who you are. And then did you go to hair school to like learn, you know, like how to hairstyle, and then you learned wigs by yourself? Or did you just start doing hair and then you were off to the races?
I was doing hair after I got laid off at Bloomingdale's. I was working seasonal at Bloomingdale's and I got laid off after. I never really was a good like worker at like any other job. My only job was Stop and Shop and Bloomingdale's. And
you were meant to do hair.
I did horrible at. So afterwards I graduated out of high school and I'm like, I'm gonna take a year off and then figure out what I want to go to school for.
Yeah.
I knew whatever I was going to go to school for was going to be something with being artistic because I'm very artsy. So I took a year off, but in the midst of that year off, I was doing people hair just to keep money in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So then after the year, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to beauty school. Decided to go to beauty school. It turned out to be way better than what I thought it would be. It actually made me realize that I really enjoy doing hair because at first I was just like, oh, I don't want to be that person that's this age and not knowing what they want to do. So I'm going to find my career early. So it was just like I had this talent and so many people was coming to me for it. So I just decided to go to school. I didn't know that it was going to be as big as, you know, it turned out to be.
Yeah.
I didn't really know I enjoyed doing it that much until I went to beauty school, honestly.
That's so cool. Yeah. And you got your cosmetology license.
Yes. I went to Empire Beauty School.
Oh, yeah.
New York on
We've heard of that. Yep.
The school was actually a really good thing for me. They have my picture up in the when you first come in, like all my accomplishments and stuff like that. It makes me feel like I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like a notable alumni, huh?
That's amazing. I like that.
Well, we've heard from other people who go to cosmetology school that like, A, you don't get a lot of training in doing black hair, or B, you don't learn about wigs, you don't learn weaves, you don't learn sew-ins. That's the kind of stuff after you graduate if you have to teach yourself. So can we ask you about the let's leave weaves out of it for a second. Even
right.
though I know that's how you started and you know how to, let's just talk about wigs in general. Like what kind do you work with? Are you just like, it depends on the client, or do you have favorites? Do you always do a full? Do you do a partial? Like, how do you decide?
I think the wigs are more for transformation.
Mm-hmm.
When you want a different look and you want to look like totally different, you know? Or it could be used for a protective style as well, you know, to protect your hair from putting so much heat to it, straightening it, whatever, you know? Or either way, I think it's a protective style. But
if you have a client come and sit down in front of you and she knows she wants a wig or because she just wants to have it installed and not have to worry about it, how do you go about even deciding which one to put her in?
Because there are so many different types, who come, right?
Like, with their own. But I'm saying when you're in charge.
The thing is that wigs are not for everybody. That's another thing. And then it's about the lace, and it depends on really kind of what they're going for, you know? Like, it, because I can, if you allow me to take control, then I'm just going to really take control, and then it's just going to be my vision. But I usually do that separately with, I pick a model, and then I do what I want on them. Because when I work with people, I really can't do, you could tell me to do what I want, but then if you don't like it, what I did, then it's
like, we have problems.
Like a true hairstylist.
So it's like, you have to give me some type of direction for me to just be able to choose something for you. Because if you don't give me no direction at all, then it's just like, okay, you leaving it all in my hands. And it could be good, or it could be not your taste, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if I know the person and I really like know them, they've been a client of mine for a long time, I would be able to understand and know what works for them, you know? Like, so it's kind of, that's a good question. But it's like,
it depends.
It really depends on the relationship with the client and the stylist, you know?
Okay, let's pretend I'm your client. Mm-hmm. Ready? Mm-hmm. Money is no object.
Yeah, I want to have some fun. I want, like,
I
I'm
have
watching
so
this.
Much money. I want it to be
deep pockets,
natural looking. I want to be able to part it any way I want. I don't want to just be stuck with a side part. I want to be able to jump in a swimming pool and then get on a motorcycle and have it still look natural. I want my edges to look natural, like little.
Now,
little,
do you want natural? You always want to go for the natural. You always want
okay.
it to look natural.
Yes.
But do you want something that's going to make you look different? Because everything should look natural. Every wig should
yes.
be
yes.
trying to look natural.
I want to be freaking fabulous. I want it really long and really luxurious. I don't care how much it weighs. I will sleep
you know
standing
what
up.
I would say? I would say red hair will look really good on you.
Ooh! Okay, now am I going to get a full, would you just put like a full lace?
Full red, like, growing out of the scalp, just, like, turn you into a redhead.
Okay, would you have to, someone with hair like mine, would you have to, you'd braid it all down.
Braid it all down, and then, yes.
Am I going to have glue and sewing? Tell me the truth.
No, just glue, no sewing. But the glue, it doesn't go on your hair. So if you have some people that have, their hair grows so close to their brow, you know, you have
yes.
everybody has different hairlines.
Oh my God, my brow so, literally runs into my hairline.
No, yours is not that bad. It's not
okay,
that bad at
all.
It's people. All right. You shaved
you
it?
You have enough room to. Yeah. Sometimes they grow together. I'm Persian. That's how we roll.
Oh, see? Some people do that just to wear a wig. They would shave it just to wear a wig.
Really? Oh, to get because their hairline further back.
Because if your hairline is so close, you can't have it so close. The wig is nowhere for the wig to go.
Oh, you'd have a teeny tiny forehead.
If you have a teeny tiny forehead. You know, some people's hair grows like hair, you know, just yeah. like a heart shape.
Yeah. So I don't have to shave my forehead. That's good news. You're going to do glue only, you know,
yes.
for my nice...
And then you melt it down. You melt the lace. Lace is very important. The main thing to wigs is lace.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
That's like the mesh scalp part,
yes.
right?
The better the lace, the better the wig. So, okay, so you have HD lace, you have transparent lace, you have swish lace, you have the regular lace. HD lace is the best.
And where does the lace go? Because you know, I heard the term, I know the term lace front wig, but are all
right.
of these part of the lace front, like there are all of these lace front
well,
wigs
the whole thing's lace
about?
He's given me.
Okay.
No, you have because you have closures, you have lace frontals, then you have full lace wigs, then you have partial lace wigs. You have all of it, so it really depends.
Okay, I want the HD lace, obviously, because I want the natural looking scalp. Tell me, what is this going to run me? My big long red hair with my HD lace, with you putting it in. I want the best.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking?
HD lace. About $1,000 if you want the best. Well, no.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
I was getting a discount there.
I don't sell hair, so sometimes I'd be
I want you to source it for me, please, because I want the best. So I'll pay you to find it.
About a good $1,600 you'll be spending for a good quality wig, a good installation, a good everything. You'll be spending about $1,600, yes.
Yeah, I want to know, you know, so we're talking about, you know, you're going to install this wig. And everything you're like, all of these details that you've mentioned, you know, like finding the right one, obviously installing it correctly, which I know we're going to get to. These are skills that, you know, you hinted at before, like, you know, you taught yourself this. But if I went down the street to the salon, they would not necessarily be able to do this. You know, this is a very specialized skill. Where are people learning to do this?
I think a lot of people are, YouTube is very big. YouTube is very popular. Mm-hmm. A lot of people learn from YouTube. A lot of hairstylists are doing classes, you know, mm-hmm. like to where people ask me all the time, when are you going to do a class? When are you going to do a class?
Yeah.
I want to learn, you know, like do a class. I haven't done one yet, but I'm going to do one this year. This is going to be my first year doing a class.
Yeah.
But I want it to be perfect. I don't want it to be anything like everybody else. So I want it to be original. So I'm trying to find a way to make my class to where people actually feel like they got something good,
right.
you know, out of it to where they did. Well, I did a class one time with my beauty school. Empire Beauty School. I went there and I
That's
did a
great.
Class. And I felt like that was the place really for me to do a class at, because these people are paying for school and they're in school to really learn. And learning how to do wigs was, you know, something that is not being taught in beauty school.
That's
you know?
Crazy.
They teach you how to work with every texture of hair, but they're not teaching you how to be creative or, you know, just expand out of the regular hair world, you know, because the regular hair world could only honestly get you but so far, you know?
Yeah.
And so everybody that does hair, they want to expand, but they get so caught up.
It is like, you know, you kind of have to like, you know, you brought your class to Empire, but you kind of have to like know somebody.
And that was really
you.
My first class. And I felt so obligated to do that class because it was at where I started from. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So now my second class would be putting together myself, but it would be people like anybody can come, you know?
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be in school to be able to come to the class. But I feel like the classes should really be for people that's in school learning and, you know, really getting their license to want to do this, you know, for real, you know?
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And I'm glad you're teaching the craft.
I feel like you need a basic knowledge of cosmetology and braiding and basic hair knowledge before you can get into this kind of thing.
Yes.
Like, I could take your class. We all know I'm not going to be able to do a good install. Sorry. It's not going to happen. On that note.
But some people really feel like they would still just pay, because some people want to even learn how to do their own.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's
like,
true. That's true.
They're tired of paying and get it done. They want to learn how to do it themselves, because with wigs, it's a lot of maintenance. The main thing is a lot of maintenance with the wig, keeping it looking nice. You know, and they see celebrities have people in their hair every single day, you know, but everyday people are not thinking like that. They're thinking like, I want this, I want to look like this, and that's it, you know?
Yeah. How long, like, so say you put on a wig, you do, the one we discussed with me, I'm just going to keep using this example.
Jen's red wig, her long, luscious red wig, flying on the motorcycle.
Exactly.
That's exactly how I see her.
She's flying down the West Side Highway. I just picture her like, or she's in Brooklyn. I don't know. She's
Listen, you guys, I'm rough on my clothes. I'm rough on my fashion. How long am I, really going to be able to get out of the install that you do? Like, how many days are we talking?
3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I could get
three weeks if you do your part.
What is my part? Only if Let's talk about
your
that.
Part is tying it down.
Okay. What else?
So protecting, I call it protecting your lace. That's what I call it.
Are you just talking about I need a nice silk wrap at night when I'm sleeping or like what?
I feel like when you get a wig installed, right? Mm-hmm. The most important thing for me is making sure it stays looking natural. Like it's growing out of your scalp, you know? Mm-hmm. Like that's the most important thing for me.
I think for a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, I would say for a lot of people, honestly, too. But so that's why I say protecting your lace, because the more you protect your lace, the better it's going to look. So that means tying it down with, like, it's like an elastic band or like a silk band, and you're tying it down to keep your lace nice and flat always, you know? So if you're not doing nothing, if you're sitting in the house right now, your lace should be protected.
Because
so
I don't want that like edge to start puckering.
You don't want anything. It to start coming up or even showing, and it's just not as flat or melted. And then now you're going out and everybody just sees your lace.
Yeah, like what I was trying to think what could happen to the lace. Like the lace could be visible, you're saying?
Yeah, it would be visible. And then that's just consider a bad wig once when it's visible, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know? Nobody wants it to be invisible.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Can we talk about a bad wig? Have you had ever a case where a client comes to you with her hair or a guy, whatever, and you're like, this is a trash wig. I could do the best install in the world and it's not going to look good. Like, which is more important, the quality of the wig or the level of the execution when you're putting it in?
It's the execution. It's putting it in. It's the person. Because honestly, I can take something that's nothing and make it look like, oh my God, where you get that from? I want that.
You can make a mediocre wig look pretty good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's the gift of hairstyling. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of being like, because more than anything, I consider myself a hairstylist.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Not a hairdresser. I consider myself a hairstylist because any style you give me, I could execute, you know? Any look you give me, I can execute. So I think that's more, it's more about the person that's actually doing it and putting it in. And of course, if you have the better quality, right, it's going to be better. You get what I'm saying? Of course that. But I feel like I can make something that's nothing. I've done it before. Yeah. Like, you know, I've done it plenty of times. Like, and especially like back in the beginning stages, to the point where when I first started, people would be, if I post a picture, people wouldn't believe that hair was probably synthetic hair back then or whatever, you know? But
so yeah, can we talk about some of the actual hair that you use? So I know that sometimes, you know, on your Instagram, and anyone who's listening, I urge you to go check out his Instagram if you haven't already. But, you know, sometimes you get wigs from companies, so like you'll credit, you know, like, for example, like White Label Hair. But then sometimes you will often, you know, you'll create some of your own pieces too. So can you tell me about the creating some of your own pieces? Because I thought that was really cool. And like you said before, like you're an artist. Like you're a very artistic person.
Yeah. I love White Label Hair. That's kind of one of my favorites, by the way. It's more of when I have an idea or look that I want to do, it's more like, okay, I need this. I don't have hair, but I can go buy. I know my places where I want to go buy hair from. But then it's like, I'll have to spend my money and buy the hair or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but then I have places that just send me hair. They love my work. And
that's like, cool.
Places that just send me stuff. And I have fun with that stuff that they send me, you know? Like, I'll just, that's where I get to be creative, because every day I don't get to really be creative. I have to do what my client wants.
Yeah.
I don't get to really push my creativity. So now at the place where I'm at, I'm trying to push my creativity and do more and not just do the basic stuff.
Speaking of like being creative, you do have a lot of like very fun visuals on your Instagram. Like, you know, you do put like some of your clients like, oh, like you're so-and-so, you know, giving this kind of look. But then some pieces are, you know, like more like fun and very fashion-y and very fantasy. I'm not sure if this was a client, but it seemed very like, it just pushed it. There was like a woman from, I mean, it was a few months ago. She had like a really great lime green wig. Like some things.
Oh, yeah.
Are just like pushed. They just seem a little bit more like fun than just like client, you know, gig, client gig. Where do you get some of your inspiration?
I get it from not too much Instagram, more like, I'm more like research stuff, like more on Google and stuff like that. Honestly, my siblings also give me a lot of ideas and stuff like they think I should do. And I just try to get inspiration from any little thing that I look at. Like, well, if it's, even if it's like the LOL dolls.
Yeah, like, that girl is like an LOL doll.
Yeah, it's like all of that is inspiration. For me, when I look at anything, it's like, okay. Like, honestly, the LOL dolls lately been giving me a lot of inspiration, you know? Because they're so fun. Their hairstyles are so crazy. And I don't want to be... I try to not... It's so many people doing hair these days. And so many people in this beauty field like it. And I've been doing it for such a long time that I feel like a lot of things are starting to look the same. So I try not so hard to be different, but I just try to more expand my mind, you know, and look at certain things for inspiration, not just the basic things, you know, because you could keep strolling on Instagram and then, you know, that's really no inspiration. That's just like, you know, everybody's doing the same thing. So, you know, you have to find creativity in certain places. That's why I like to play around with models and whatever. Even if the look don't work and it's not like my best or I don't love it, it's like, you know, it still was a challenge for me. So next time I do it, you know, it's going to be better, you know, or whatever.
Can I ask about, I know you do some models are your clients and they, I think it's telling that like you do them on their off time, like when they're not needing to be in the Tommy Hilfiger ad or whatever.
Well,
it's true. And then they, and then that also helps bring you into the editorial world as well. Cause they're like, they come on set and everybody's like, your hair looks
that's
good.
How it, that's exactly how it happened with the Tommy Hilfiger shoot. That's how it happened. I did.
That's so cool.
Winnie Harlow for, damn, was it the Icon Award show or something like that? It was something like that. Bizarre Icon or something like that. I did her for that night where she wore the Zac Posen dress. And she loved her hair that night. My first time working with her, she loved her hair that night. And then next thing you know, she wanted me for the Tommy Hilfiger shoot, you know?
Yeah. And so she's a big enough name that she was able to be like, I want to bring this guy in to do my hair. Oh, that's great.
I love that. I love that.
Can I ask you, when you're not doing, like you're not getting paid to do, you know, a photo shoot or something like that, and you're just working with your clients, like, what are they asking for these days? I know you want to push your creativity and get more in that world, but like when you're doing your regular clients, do you feel like 8 out of 10 of people are asking for the same thing these days? What's popular? Yes.
The basics. The basics, the nice long hair, the curls and stuff like that, you know? I'm very known for my curls. Like, my curl is very, very a big signature. It's always been a big thing because literally I can curl your hair in, like, literally 15 minutes and just have it looking like, you know? But, so everybody really wants that same look. It really doesn't bother me because I love hair with volume and body, and that's, like, my thing. But for me, as a hairstylist, I have to push my creativity.
Of course, yeah.
The last question I wanted to ask you before we get into the easy stuff, which is like a little fun speed round. I've been reading a lot lately, and I know some people ask about this, like the ethics of the hair sourcing. I know you work more now with like natural hair, less synthetic hair. How do you even like start to think about like, where did this hair come from? Do any of your clients ever ask about that?
They always ask about that. And I think,
yeah, how can you tell?
But I know my, like, I know like Brazilian hair very well. I can tell by the texture. I know Indian or Peruvian very well by the texture. All the other hairs that they're making, I really can't keep up. Like, it's just like so much. But my favorite would have to be Indian and Peruvian because the thickness and the fullness of the hair. But it's really no way. I can tell, like, synthetic hair or, like, from human hair. But it's different grades of hair. Like, it's different, like, levels to it, you know?
And if it's, like, Indian hair, is there any way to tell, like, I know this was from a woman who cut her hair and delivered it in an ethical manner to the wig manufacturer or not? Or do you guys, or are you not able to even tell because of like the distributors and the importers and all of that?
Yeah, because it's already weft and stuff like that.
It's already in the lace when you get it.
It's already either weft or in the lace. Yes. So,
and I'm sorry, what's the difference between weft and in the lace? The weft is when you get like
the track.
A band of it. Like
that's
a track.
Like just, okay. No, yeah, that's just like the extensions, you know, like just with the, like as far as like a clip in or whatever, that's just the weft. The lace is more like where they individually put in all around.
Yeah. Just because I've heard people talk about how like we aren't able to tell where our hair is coming from always or what, you know, happens on the other end.
Yeah, no, so that's why a lot of people usually go there, like go to India or like I had a friend that went to India to do research into because he wanted to sell hair or whatever.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I spoke to him about it, but I never did that, so I don't know.
It's not
really
your part
know.
Of business. Yeah.
It's not my part of business. It is a business that I want to get into because it's like a one-stop shop, you know, kind of where like I feel like if I had hair, if I was selling hair or had hair, like it would be, I would be able to be more creative and do more and stuff like that. But it's also the headache of doing the hair and then selling hair. And then it's like, you know, it's a lot for one person. So
the business is so fragmented. And then the suppliers and the distributors and all that. I get it.
And then I haven't really found a hair that I really love, you know, until I really go to these places and, you know, then I find
and source my red,
love and
my
source,
red. My red wig for me. Really long, okay?
Really long.
Waist length, waist length.
I see black and red leather pants yes! and jacket.
Okay. Should we do our lightning round?
Yeah, let's do the fun stuff.
Okay. Okay, ready? This is just quick, fun, whatever comes to your mind, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. What is the first grooming product, like beauty grooming product, you ever fell in love with?
For myself?
Mm-hmm. You could have been like a little kid, could have been a teenager, whatever.
A lip plumper.
I love that.
Do you remember which plumper? One?
Damn, I don't, but it was from Sephora.
I love that. Okay, what quality do you admire most in others?
Respect.
Nice. If there is one rule you wish everyone would follow, what would it be?
I'm gonna say everybody really tying their hair down. A lot of people really don't. They say they do, and they
you know
really
why? Because they need to respect your work. You see,
right? They really don't tie it down, and I always tell everybody right after you get your hair done, tie it down. Tie your hair down is key, and I feel like a lot of people don't do it.
You feel like it, or you see them, you know they don't. You see them on the street.
No, I never see them. And that's the most insulting thing to me. When I see somebody here that I did and it doesn't look good.
If there were to be a movie made of your life, who would narrate it?
It has to be my sister or my sister Diva or my cousin Cynthia.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we'll make them fight over it. Okay, see who wins.
They really too are gonna fight. They really gonna fight over it. But maybe Cynthia, because Cynthia is more my age. So.
Okay. And then what is the most played song on your playlist right now?
Right now it's Ass Like That by what's her name? Is it Victoria Monet?
Okay.
I think that's her name. That's my workout song. So I'm trying to really like, you know, trying to come back 2021 with a bang. So I'm in the gym and stuff like that. So
good that's for why, you. That's my... An ass like that. I like it. I love it. Thank you. This is great.
Oh, Khalif had a vision for me, and I was loving it. I'm sorry I made it about me, guys, but I really am excited about my red wig that I'm going to get.
Do you have $1,600?
I will. Actually, no. I don't know if that's in the budget this year, but maybe some year. And I know his celebrity clients do, so that's fine. I feel like he will approve of my raise a wand because I was thinking about how he was like, you have to tie down your wig. You have to take care of it or else it's not going to look good. Can you imagine if you were any hairstylist or makeup artist and one of your clients is walking around with your work, but they haven't cared for it properly? And you're like, do not be out there telling people that I did your, you know, weave or your wig if it's not looking good. So like... Khalif, if you do my hair, I will take care of it. And one thing I've been using to take care of my hair, kind of is like a tie-down thing. Please do not try and tie down your weave with this. That's not what it's for. But the Aquis Rapid Dry Lease Hair Turban. So I've seen these for years, and I'm always like, do I really need a separate hair turban? I have towels. Like, I know people say that it makes your hair less frizzy, and if you have curls and waves, which I do... But I don't know. I just was this contrarian in me. It felt like one of those unnecessary extra purchases when a towel will do. No, it's necessary. It quickly became very necessary. I know, yes, I think my hair is a little bit less frizzy. Yes, it dries quicker when I use this turban. But truly for me, it's a laundry issue. Like,
what do you mean?
Have a big old sop.
Because I get it.
I need two towels because I have so much hair that I always have like this wet towel on the back of my door. We don't have great ventilation in our bathroom. It's just gross. And then I get out of the shower and I don't want to wash it every time. So then there's like a slightly damp towel. And I'm just like, this is not a nice, luxurious experience. Now I have my nice, neat little hair turban from Aquis. Hangs on the back of the door, dries so quickly after I use it. I only have to wash it like every couple times I use it. And then I just, and my little turban isn't this huge floppy turban that's moving all around the apartment. It's nice and taut. It's kind of chic. I feel like I could wear that for a couple hours and not feel weird about it. And when you take your hair out, it is absolutely true. The cuticle stays down. You do not rough it up. Like terry cloth towels, they just rough up that cuticle. And if you are already dealing with a frizz issue, you really should look into one of these microfiber towels. And the towels are great too, but the turban with the little button, it makes everything so simple.
I've tried it. It's
I've been really converted. Cute. I am converted. I will put a link on the blog. Raise a wand to the Aquis. Aquis? Am I saying it right?
I think it's Aquis. Yeah, Aquis.
Aquis. Aquis. Hair turban.
And what's nice is that, yeah, you don't have it like flopping around like that, like a big old dumb towel.
Oh, it's, no, it's cute.
Yeah, you can just get on with your biz.
I look like a 60s lady out at the pool, like lounging.
Yeah, you look like Madonna, like, you know, like all.
Maybe,
like,
sure.
Yeah, in a robe.
I've been told. No, I have not at all. What are you raising a wand to?
I am raising a wand to, I'm actually picking at them right now. So this is my second time raising a wand to something Kathleen likes, which is like kind of funny. But I do think she makes cool nail products. So she makes these little nail decals, which is the first time I've worn nail decals since ever. And they're really cheap. They're only $7. It's called When in Romance Golden Stickers. And they are very romantic. They're little.
Can I see?
Yeah. They're gold and they're little decals. They're like the kind of
chic.
Things. Do you ever remember those things like they were.
Claire's Boutique's Purple Stars?
No. They were like. They were like rub on like metallic decals and you would take a pencil and you'd flip them over and then you would.
But
take
it wasn't
the pencil.
A pencil. It was like a little wooden stick.
Yeah, and you would rub them,
yeah,
and then the gold embossing would come back. It would like go onto your like notebook or whatever. It reminds me of those, and they're just little golden keys, initials, old timey looking like calligraphy, and you can put them on your fingernails. I think the idea is you would put them on nail polish, but I'm just putting them on my bare nails.
Yeah, I like how that looks. It's like a little bit of a. It's like your girl's crew, but on your nails.
Totally.
Like a little, gold filigree.
Gold filigree. It would look much better if I had clear nail polish and manicured nails. But I'm just messing around here right now just to show Jen. And it's just very low maintenance, just a little bit of gold accent on your nails, just for fun. I might seal it down with some clear nail polish later. But for $7, it's kind of a kick. I don't know.
And just one question, are they stickers or are they
they're
little
stickers.
Rubby things?
Like they're not rubby.
Okay, these are stickers. So what I meant with the rubby,
yeah, the rubby thing is what I meant, like they're raised.
Got it. I just want to make sure I got it. So it's even simpler than you guys
Yeah,
think.
Sorry.
Like, get it off, stick it on.
Yeah, I took you down a path with that rubby thing.
No, we all traveled on that journey with you and we ended up in a really great place with like decorated nails.
Yeah, and it does remind me of like, it does feel like very old romantic, like, you know, 18th century French lady.
Yes,
I love
and
it.
She's petting her tiny little lap dog with her gold stickered nails.
I dig
Thanks
it.
Thanks for that delightful thing, Kathleen.
Yeah. Likes. So, yeah, Kathleen, I think you're very creative. And I just love like all of your different collections. And I love how you make them really affordable.
Nice. Good one.
All right. That was a great show. Khalif, thank you. I love the razor wands. Good stuff.
And guys, get your beauty sleep. We'll see you next week.
Woo!
See, I used it again. Woohoo.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.